everybody, it's Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. And if you want to have a priceless experience, then you'll stay tuned to Mega Powers Radio. And remember, everybody's got a price for the Million Dollar Man.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, December 8th, and we just finished watching the Slammy Awards edition of Raw, one of my favorite times of the year. So glad they have this as a yearly tradition. Odd show, but if nothing else, I think we could say most of it was fun. I wouldn't know if I necessarily would call it a great wrestling show, but it was an entertaining show to watch nonetheless. We're going to start talking about what we think about it, but at any point during the show, we also want to hear what you have to say about it. This is the most interactive post-Raw experience available. It is the Raw post-show on Mega Powers Radio. If you want to join at any point, we got the chat room already open and scrolling, and we're going to be opening our phone lines up at around 11:30. But first, let me introduce the host that we have here. My name is Mike Payton, lead host of this show and the station director here at Mega Powers Radio. With me tonight, first off, the host of Addicted to Anime, who will be returning soon to Mega Powers Radio, and Unanimous Decision MMA, which is a lot of news coming up lately, and I'm sure we'll be hearing things coming out from that network, Mr. Steven Huego.
Yo.
Come on, I just give you this big intro, and that's all you got to say is yo?
Hi, Michael.
Okay, thank you. Okay, also with us is the leader of the Drew crew, Mr. Drew White. What's shaking, Drew?
Is it A Train? Or
oh my God, stop saying so much. Jesus Christ, stop hogging all the airtime, Drew. All right, next we also have the president of SmartOutMoment.com and Fanboys Anonymous, the infamous Tony Mango.
It is a train, Drew.
we want a shout out.
This for?
What's that?
What am I infamous for? What did I do this time?
I don't know. I just figured you live in infamy, like... that other thing. we got a bunch of people in the chat room already want to give a shout out to. We got Five Times Combo, Ferris419, Chaotic. I don't think we've seen you here in a while. Welcome back, dude. Wazilian, Silent Wind of Doom, as well as all of our own panelists in there hanging out. Five Times Combo giving us the update on the Chrisley Knows Best show, saying, guys, Chrisley's kid had to piss.
Well, this is the Chrisley Knows Best show during the show.
The Chrisley Knows Best during show. No, it's the Raw post show. Let's actually talk about Raw, because last week we pretty much completely ditched it. There was much bigger news out that week with the whole CM Punk situation. More news has come out with that. We talked a lot about it on the hot tags during this week's edition of Smack Talk on Smart Out Moment. So if you want to hear more about that, go to that. And I'm sure we'll have more to talk about this week with everything else that's been going down. But for Raw tonight, we had the Slammies. As I said earlier, one of my favorite times of the year. Let me ask you guys, what's the number one thing you took away from the show tonight? And perhaps if you have any like general thoughts just about the Slammy Awards in general. Drew, why don't you start us off?
That Seth Green is a lot more flamboyant and short than I originally thought he was. Mm-hmm. And that RVD can still shrug like a champ and forget what he needs to say for a promo.
Do you think RVD practices in the mirror his shrugging?
No.
So he can stay sharp?
No. This is what he is. He's backstage. He's like about to go out and he's like, oh shit, I don't know what to say. So he looks over at the piece of paper. Yeah. What's his name? Mean Ambrose? Okay, I can do this. And then he goes out and tries it and fails.
Well, I bet he practices his catchphrases, but I bet he's in the mirror the night before. Ben, Rob,
Rob, Van, darn. Oh, crap, I messed it up again.
No, if he stares in the mirror, he's just staring, practicing his shrug, because, you know, that's a big part of his thing. He's like, shrug? Nah. That's not the shrug. Is the shrug.
Is that exactly how I started this whole thing? I asked you if he practices the shrugs in the mirror, and you said no. Then we got this whole string. God damn it, Drew! This is why you're second place for worst host of the year.
Yeah, I was about to make a good joke, Raw, and then you just, like, killed the mood. Fuck you.
It's all good.
All right, Wago.
I am in first place right now, though, for best host, so remember that.
Wago, what do you got to say about tonight's show?
The Seth Green age?
I think he got younger, actually. I think he's got, like, that Benjamin Button syndrome.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with him, but he doesn't age. Maybe God feels bad for making him so short. I don't know.
Holy crap, we got Brian the Brain in the chat room. We haven't seen him here for a live show in a while. Welcome back, Brian the Brain. I was actually listening through some of the...
Yeah, been gone since 1997.
I was listening through some of the older Raw Post shows from about a year ago, and I remember you used to be around. You and Texas Jeff. Texas Jeff, if you're listening out there, we miss you, dude. You should call in again sometime. We'd love to hear from you. Tony Mango, though, what do you got to say about the show tonight?
If you were not pleased with the different choices that were for the Slammy Awards, you've got your opportunity to voice your opinion about something else by going to the Smark Out Moment Awards and casting your votes for everything else there. That's what I took off.
And what you should especially do is vote for Mike Payton as your favorite guest host of the year on Smark Out Moment. Because
vote Drew White for the worst.
Yes, that's a good way to go. And for favorite recurring joke, you know, there's only one thing you could possibly go with.
That's
we're gonna have a battle between this now. It's cow versus bell. Put your hashtags in the chat room now. Hashtag cow or hashtag bell or hashtag pig. There you go. You got your options here.
Or can we just combine these to be cowbell?
Wouldn't it be awesome if Tow Truck Pig won the joke?
All right. So, I mean, first, before we go into any, like, these other things, maybe we'll just do a rundown of some of these other Slammy Awards. Tony, do you happen to have the pre-show Slammy Awards on hand? I should, but
I do.
I expect you to, but I don't. So what do we got here for these pre-show awards?
We had a whole lot of them. We actually had a lot more for this than we had on the show itself, and they really didn't bother giving them much promotion. They actually added a couple kind of like out of nowhere. It was just sort of like this happened and then that one, and you know, they spit a lot of them out there. But we've got a Double Cross of the Year, Fan Participation of the Year, NXT Superstar of the Year, Anti-Gravity Moment of the Year, Best Actor of the Year, Faction of the Year, Animal of the Year, Best Couple of the Year, the Best Twitter Handle or Social Media Champion of the Year, Rivalry of the Year, Raw Guest Star of the Year, Hashtag of the Year, Breakout Star of the Year, Tell Me You Didn't Just Say That Insult of the Year, and Tag Team of the Year.
Holy shit, that's a lot of awards.
Yep. And a lot of them were pretty self-explanatory. It seemed like there was only really one or two possible options that could have won. So no real huge surprises out there that I can really think of. And I'm scrolling down the list. A couple things that I guessed wrong, but
I was a little some of those shocked. Really the only one I saw was the one right before they went live, and that was Breakout Star of the Year. And I was pretty surprised they gave that to Dean Ambrose. Like, I thought it was either Rusev or Rollins. I thought those were the only two possible options you could have had for that. And, I mean, Rollins ended up coming out and accepting it, and I guess this way it does give him more heat. But, like, what is – Dean Ambrose has been cool, and he's gotten a lot of, like, respect from the crowd. But did he win a single big match this entire year? I mean, I guess we could have said the same thing for John Cena last year, but he didn't win. Daniel Bryan won. But he did win match of the year, and that was a fucking awful match. And the match of the year that won this year wasn't a very good one either. I'm going to go ahead and say that. Spoiler.
One of them that I was surprised about was Fan Participation of the Year. It got You Sold Out, the Seth Rollins chant, rather than He's Got the Whole World in His Hands.
Hmm.
I mean, that literally had entire arenas singing along and changing a person's gimmick around. And they went with, you know, the generic, like, hey, fuck you, buddy, for the heel. Like, that was a little surprised.
I think I should have did the John Cena sucks chant.
That would have been great.
John Cena sucks. Not the back and forth one. Oh, that's a good one, too. That's a classic. Never get sick of that one.
But, like, you know, if you looked at the list of the people that were nominated for, like, NXT Superstar of the Year, it was obvious Sami Zayn was going to win that. And, you know, The Rock winning Best Actor of the Year, they weren't going to give that to Batista.
Isn't it kind of weird that Sami Zayn is the obvious winner when Adrian Neville has been champion pretty much the entire year?
Well, he couldn't even win Anti-Gravity Award when his nickname is the man who gravity forgot.
Yeah, well, they actually disqualify him because of Gravity Forgot About Him.
Oh, okay. They're
going to have the Adrian Neville Memorial Award, and he wouldn't even win that one, too, for fuck's sake.
This is what happens when you're ugly. You can't get anything.
Yeah, and Zack Ryder didn't win best Twitter handle because this isn't 2 years ago.
So let me ask you guys. We had a return of a celebrity guest host. It seems like they're starting to make this a recurring thing again. Where we're having some kind of celebrity almost every week. This week we had Seth Green, though. He was the very first guest host we had years back when they started that concept, unless you count Donald Trump, who I guess technically would have been the first one. But I thought he did a good job back then. I think he was very not offensive tonight. He was up there just being the main presenter, the host of the award ceremony. He did commentary for one match, and I thought he was fine. He actually had a funny spot after he got off the commentary table where he went up and tried to raise the hand of Ryback, but Ryback was just like way too much of a hulking guy that he couldn't even like move his arm to lift it up. For a second there, I thought Ryback was going to like do some kind of bully thing to him, but no, the Usos just lift him up and they celebrated, chanted "Feed me more." I miss bully Ryback.
That would have been great if he would have like just yelled out like, "Somebody give me some tuna."
So what'd you guys think of Seth Green's performance tonight as our guest host of the Slammy Awards, Drew?
I liked it. It wasn't offensive, and it, you know, wasn't as bad as Larry the Cable Guy when I went, so I'll give him props for that. When it was on commentary, it wasn't offensive. It wasn't like when Kevin Hart was on commentary and he didn't have a single clue of what was going on.
No, Seth Green is very obviously a fan. Like, you can actually see in his eyes, Seth Green was like fanboying out,
like,
being ringside.
Yeah, he's like, man, it was really good. I actually
like,
really enjoyed
it. Oh my god, dude, I'm sitting next to JBL. This is so cool. That's what I would be doing.
I all of us would be doing that.
Wago?
I think Seth Green's absolutely awesome, especially his original appearance. I think he was the best guest host they had. So it was awesome to see him back. He's one of the few celebrities I don't mind. He's a genuine fan, and apparently the wrestlers love having him around backstage. Normally when you hear anything about a celebrity backstage, it's normally negative, so apparently he's easy to get on with, so yay, awesome Seth.
I think it's just a matter of someone showing respect to them, and I think too many celebrities come in there knowing that they're above these guys and acting like it, where Seth Green is a little more down to earth and he's willing to hang out at those guys' level and actually like shows tons and tons of respect for him because he's such a fan. So that probably is why it works out. That's why it's always best if you're going to get a celebrity, get one who's a wrestling fan. That always is the way it works out the best. That's when you had Mike Tyson, Seth Green, Regis Philbin. They're actual wrestling fans. William Shatner.
Well, it doesn't surprise me he's down to earth. I mean, he is pretty short.
Yeah. Tony.
That was a pretty good joke.
I knew you would.
It was stupid enough to be a Tony joke. I like Seth Green. I like him in a lot of the different projects that he works on. Not all of them, but, you know, some people have hits and misses. And like you guys have said, you can tell that he's a fan, so that makes it that much better. It's kind of horrifying when you see somebody come in and you can tell that they really have no idea what the fuck they're doing, whether they're a cool celebrity or not. I mean, we had, what's his face, Jeremy Piven the 1 year talking about the amazing upcoming Summerfest. And it was just like, dude, if you don't know the name of the pay-per-view, just say the next upcoming WWE pay-per-view and you won't get into any trouble. But you call it the Summerfest and clearly you're not a fan.
Well, he will get in trouble because you can't call them pay-per-views anymore.
The Cole called it a pay-per-view tonight.
Oh, did he? Oh, well, I'll be darned.
Yeah. Yeah. They
call it a pay-per-view if you're an idiot.
No, but like whenever we have like a Hugh Jackman or somebody who really embraces the idea that they can have some fun and stuff, that's so much better than the person who's looking in for like a cash grab or just to promote their bullshit. Especially because most of the time, if they were one of those people, whatever bullshit they're promoting is something that I wouldn't ever be interested in, like those dumbass NASCAR drivers.
Or oh something. God, or that boxer, Ricky Hackett, I think his name was.
Oh yeah, he was fucking terrible.
Which all due respect to these people, I'm sure they're the kings of the world. And you know what? To be fair, I'm pretty sure NASCAR and wrestling does have a lot of crossover, and I think those guys were actually pretty over that night they were there.
Yeah, but that's just kind of speaking to a different crowd than I am, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think they were in, like,
well, fucking
Kentucky or something. Like,
yeah. They're going to go to, like, Tennessee, and it's going to be like, whoa, you're the NASCAR guy. And you go to, like, the Philadelphia, New York kind of area, and it's like, who's this fucking hick?
Taking another left turn.
Oh, gosh, Hoda. Remember Hoda? My mom was born in Brooklyn, or whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, it was like, now the fans were like, yeah, we hate you more now.
Oh, your mom was born in Brooklyn? Well, by all, you know, you're my fucking favorite guest host of the year, then.
So,
the fuck you are, Hoda.
I got one more topic I just want to knock on real quick. I mean, we got a lot of things to run down. A lot of awards they gave tonight. A few matches and moments that I think we're actually going to get some conversation out. But just one quick thing I just want to throw out before we bring on our first caller. And that is, what the hell is with that Slammy Award music? It's so boring and generic. Right?
What, the one that's like...
Boom, 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 boom.
At least it isn't as fucking bad as the Hall of Fame music.
That's true. The Hall of Fame one gets so much more annoying.
That one's fine when they play it once. It was good when they mixed it with that that actual pop song, Hall of Fame, which was a lot better. I wish they could just buy the rights to use that one constantly. You know, living in the Hall of Fame.
The old WrestleMania theme.
I actually appreciated Edge, like, bringing his own music instead of that stupid Hall of Fame music to his, like, induction.
Mm-hmm.
See, playing that remix that they did tonight of Mr. T with the Mama stuff. Do that for, like, the next couple years. I'm down with that.
How sad is it that he was so, like, genuine in that speech, and now he just got nominated for a Laugh Out Loud award? Like, how do you think he takes that?
Yeah, well, he was apologetic when he was getting pulled off the stage by Kane.
Sorry. That was handled
hey,
so well.
He had to vote for that award.
Oh, I voted
I
for him, too.
That was funnier than all the other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I laughed my ass off at the fucking... I love my mama on Mother's Day and on Father's Day.
What?
The yeah, what chant. That was the best what chant mm-hmm. response that I could possibly think of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that leader speech, man, it's all
oh,
about that, right?
God damn. All right, well, this isn't the Hall of Fame review. We did that already. It's not the Hall of Fame review, guys. So let's bring on our next caller from the 540 and see who it is or who it is not. Caller from 540, you're there.
Hi.
It's getting shot up, huh?
Can I have some decorum, please?
No.
Is it a devil or a mallet? There's a guy named Patrick that's been trying to steal Jeff. Right.
Lego, was it a gavel
but
or
I'm
a mallet?
I'm afraid I've got some bad
pretty sure
news.
I don't know. I think it was a gavel.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news. When I find this Patrick, I'm going to beat him.
What's Patrick?
So he's not Rick.
Rick. I am Jeff.
You
hey,
are.
Star.
What's up,
yep.
Jeff?
How y'all doing? How y'all doing tonight?
Tremendous. What did you think about the Slammy Awards, dude?
Hey, it was good. It was a perfect Slammy Awards.
Perfect.
I'm kind of embarrassed that they didn't have Roman Reigns, that they had Roman Reigns as the Superstar of the Year, but I would have went for Daniel Bryan. So I think when I have the phone to my ear, I have the ring up, and that's bothering me. But anyway, I would have chosen Roman Reigns over Daniel Bryan anyhow, but I think Roman Reigns deserves it. And a big shout-out to him and his wife getting married, too.
Mm-hmm. And not getting fired on his wedding day.
You mean he's not getting fired on his wedding
it's
day?
It's an accomplishment these days.
Yeah. Roman Reigns not getting fired. No, he didn't get fired on his wedding day. That was CM Punk.
Yes, it was. That was the joke.
Yeah. The Usos taking the tag team of the year, that was one of my picks as well.
Yeah, happy for them. You know, those guys busted their butts this year. They had a really good run. I think they petered out towards the last few months, so I don't know how I'm going to feel about them for 2015. But we'll see. You know, good for them.
Yeah. And the Usos. And also, I didn't expect that Chris Jericho cross body as the extreme moment of the year, but I'm glad it did.
Yeah, I didn't actually remember that happening, but that was a pretty cool dive he did there.
Did they not have
But anyway, let's get on to the wrestling.
Oh, yeah. I, what were we talking about before?
First thing I want to talk about is Seth Rollins versus John Cena at TLC.
Mm.
I think this tables match is going to be very epic. But I don't see Rollins winning at all. I think Cena, we all know he's going to win that match. We all know Cena's going to win it.
Hmm. We could hope so. Yeah.
That's what I call him, Super Cena.
Oh, really? That's a really original name. I might call him that.
Yeah, that, I think that's all the, what the wrestling smarts are saying, too.
Yeah,
sorry, wrestling smarts if I made that on the phone. Sorry.
They might be listening in.
So I'm glad that I'm the first caller here. And
yeah, you were early.
Wow.
You
early for me. That was too early for me, but I'm glad I like it. But anyway, I want to get back on wrestling real quick.
Oh, of course you do. Go on.
Yeah. That RKO out of nowhere thing. I think that was a good award. Although I'm very upset that about the Yes Movement, and I'm very upset about that. I would have wanted it to win too, but it's not. But it didn't happen. Oh, by the way, my cat wants to say hi.
Is it Wiggler cat?
Cat? What do you?
Wants to say hi.
Is it Tyson Kidd's cat?
He said hi.
Oh, your cat did? I didn't hear a cat say hi.
He loves Snarf.
Oh,
I
think Time Cow wants to say hi to your cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, I would have chosen the Yes Move over the RKO out of nowhere.
Yeah, that was a really big phenomenon this year. Yo, what do you think about CM Punk going into the UFC?
Going to UFC?
Oh, yes.
I think it's a big slap in the face.
Almost.
Big slap in the face of wrestling.
Because
I really wanted him back in the WWE. And now I feel like burning my CM Punk DVD to the ground right now.
It stands up so high.
And going to the UFC.
Well,
and I thought he was
going to
come back, you know.
Someday it still could happen, but right now he's going to UFC, so you're not even going to give it a chance. You're not going to watch to see how he does.
I don't know. I mean, I really don't know. My computer is going crazy, so I got to pause it. I'm going to call you on in a secure location.
Oh, okay.
Why are you part of this from a brothel?
You're being hunted by the government?
What's going on?
Oh my god.
What, was he like fucking about to be raped or something? What the fuck?
Oh gosh, we are live here on megapowersradio.com on the Raw Post Show, the most interactive post-Raw experience available where anyone out there can call. You never know what's going to happen on here. We got the chat room scrolling nicely. Shoutouts to everyone in there. We got Five Times Combo, Brian the Brain, Creepas on the Radars, Ferris 419, Chaotic, Wazilian, Silent Wind of Doom. Packed house tonight. Welcome to everybody in there. I think we got Jeff back on the line here. Let's see if he's in a secure location. Jeff, you okay?
Yes, I do have you on the line. My computer was having some sounds, so I'm in the laundry room in my basement.
Oh, they can't rush
you on Assange and
next to your bed.
Oh, that's a Smacky D's.
No, I'm not in Mick Foley's boiler room. I promise.
Oh, you're not in boiler room.
Yeah, but anyway, while we get back, let's get back on CM Punk for a second.
I mean,
I'm still a CM Punk fan, but I think him going back to UFC, I think it's really stupid.
Stupid.
I want him to go back to wrestling too, but at the same time, you know, see, Brock Lesnar was good in UFC and they let him back in WWE, so I could never say never.
Mm-hmm.
So, I would never say never.
It would be amazing if they could possibly make those two come together one day in a fight.
Yeah. But they better come together one day in a fight.
All right, dude. Before we let you go, man, why don't you get your high point, low point? We got a couple callers we got to get to.
High point was the I think the high point was Dean Ambrose in that ambulance. That was very epic Raw moment.
Mm.
It looked, you know, it looked like when Dean Ambrose was out of that ambulance, that whole interior back of the ambulance was white. And it was, and he had like, how many tables and ladders do you think he had in there?
Well, and I'll tell you exactly what happened in that ambulance. See, it was all filled with smoke, and I had a theory that he probably stopped by RVD's house. But sure enough, RVD was just there in the building, so they were just like hanging out in there before he went out there.
Maybe RVD could have given Ambrose a lot of joints, a lot of smoke joints.
I'm sure
And the low point has to be. Has to be AJ versus Summer Rae.
That's why that was very enjoyable to watch, I must say.
I know, but and the other match. You can say that, but I think the low point. And I know they should have done this on pay per view. Rowan versus Harper too.
I was very upset when I saw they were having that match come out there. At least it went with some kind of funked finish, but I was disappointed. You know, that's something that they could have stretched out into WrestleMania, gotten each guy over a bit more and built up to it. I mean, they still can. Didn't completely screw the pooch on that.
They need to find at WrestleMania. And before I go, I'd like to take a moment for everyone. And I don't know if you all heard what happened in Gaithersburg, but six people. Did you hear about what happened in Maryland?
I did not hear what happened in Gaithersburg.
With a mother and two kids, and a jet plane and a house with
what?
People. There was a plane crashed in the house, and it had a mother and two children there.
That is very
in Gaithersburg.
It's very depressing.
Next to the DC area. So say a prayer for them, and that's very sad. But anyway, I'll talk to you guys next Monday night.
All right, man. Very touching. Have a good night, dude. Oh, my God. That fucking...
end in a positive note.
We just had to finish that with a plane crash. The only way we could have gone off the air with
it's a
phone call.
It's an epitome for this
crash.
Fucking
phone
call. If Sean was here, he'd be like, "Oh, tell you about him crashing planes and you know, that kind of stuff."
Shut up, Drew.
He would. Don't act like he wouldn't. You know he would.
I also love the whole, my low point of the night was this match that sucked. I actually thought it was good. Yeah, it was pretty good. But before we go, and you know, we've had a lot of fun here tonight, but people died.
It's a horrible tragedy.
You need to introduce him as Snarf next week.
Not Snarf.
Yeah, I wanted to get to that point.
Because he's definitely embraced being Jeff now.
Now we need to switch it up. He's Snarf from now on.
Has he embraced being Jeff, or has he just like
I think
no,
he's just
given
being
up?
Beat down.
It's the type of thing
where you work at an office building and somebody calls you the wrong name, but you don't correct them the first time, so you're permanently that name. Like, did he just kind of assume that happened and he just gave up?
Maybe he's trying to embrace it so we stop doing it.
Maybe, like turning into the Skid.
Nah, he's not that intelligent.
Wow. Wago, such a fucking hater. I had to fucking mute you during that call.
Oh. That's why no one can hear that shit then.
If I hadn't muted myself, you would have had to mute me because I was laughing it fucking hard.
Well, that wasn't that bad.
We had our slammies tonight, so let's go over some of the winners that we had here. The very first one that we gave out tonight was the This Is Awesome category. It was presented by Seth Green himself, but he was interrupted by The Miz, who introduced all the freaking nominees. I don't know who they were. I didn't write them all down. Doesn't matter. The winner was Sting, who was not able to beat her that evening, and the award was accepted by Seth Rollins. And this was a running theme, and I think this is something we could talk about right now because this was pissing me off all night. Majority of the awards, like almost every single one of them, the person wasn't even there to accept them. Like, how poorly could you have planned this? Like, frickin' at least thank fuck Roman Reigns was there tonight. Like, I was almost expecting him to just have, like, a promo via satellite or something. What a fucking bunch of bullshit. Anyway, your guys' thoughts about that. Wago? Wago, you're live again.
Yay. Yeah, I'm live again. Well, as far as Sting getting the award goes, I think they just want to acknowledge him and keep him fresh in people's minds. I think that's the only reason he got the award.
Drew?
No, are we just talking about Reigns or no one being there?
Both.
Oh, well, no one was there, so that happened. But at least Roman Reigns was there because, hey, you got 3 points for fantasy, so good for you.
Thanks for the contribution, Drew. Tony?
You're welcome.
It really is a shame, and they kind of, in some ways, booked themselves into a corner because some of the people weren't going to be there just because they were busy. I mean, The Rock's not going to show up and accept the Slammy Award. Jericho's doing his own thing, whatever he's up to right now. And then they wrote some people out of the current roster for right now. So that's why, like, even though Dean Ambrose was there tonight, he wasn't supposed to be, so they couldn't just have him come out, accept his pre-show Slammy, and then ruin the surprise for later. That's all they're doing. Randy Orton obviously could have been out there if they wouldn't have written him off TV. Sting wasn't going to show up. Brock Lesnar wasn't going to show up because he never shows up. Way to go. And it's good that some of the people were able to do it, but man, when they had the other people accept the awards, it was painfully obvious that the other people weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the most egregious examples was Fandango accepting Jericho's.
I beat Jericho once. This is my award.
Yeah.
Why?
That was really, really awkward. I mean, they couldn't have even had, I don't know, Bray Wyatt accept that award and talk about Jericho hitting him with a crossbody and how, I don't know, maybe he's still got some unfinished business with him or something like that, like they did with some of the other people. But you get Fandango, like, well, obviously you couldn't have Ultimate Warrior accept his. But
now when Jericho comes back, there's a feud for Jericho to come back and feud with the new Dango, the new and improved Dango.
The new Dango.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It got Fandango on.
Yeah, that's true. Even Daniel Bryan couldn't be there tonight. Like, he couldn't accept the rivalry award when he won for the feud against the Authority.
Mm-hmm. And he should have won.
They should have had David Otunga accept one. He's like, I want to accept this on behalf of my family who can't be here right now.
He could have accepted on behalf of the Warrior. So all this talk about death and things being written out, there's a topic that we didn't get to talk about last week because we didn't talk about Raw, but when we had the recaps this week, I was reminded of it. Dean Ambrose destroyed Bray Wyatt's chair. One of his iconic things, this chair is gone. We will not see Bray Wyatt rocking in the night anymore.
Is this supposed to be a callback to me burning chairs or something?
It is now.
I guess Vince McMahon was very upset with you, Drew, and he brought it into the storylines on TV.
Well, I do have this connection, so
that would have been absolutely ridiculous if after Dean Ambrose like broke it, he set it on fire. Just like sat there in the ring with the burning chair like Jimi Hendrix, just having it in front of him.
That'd be pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah, I'd be down for that, why not? And then RVD could have ran out and been like, I see smoke. Who's got some?
Is anyone else upset about this chair being gone?
I mean, Bray Wyatt is.
Well, there's actually a story behind it. So apparently there was like, oh, this entrance is up to date on 2K15. We better fuck that up.
Yo, seriously, I've been playing WWE 2K15. What a fucking terrible game. Dude, really? 2K Sports should be ashamed of themselves for this game. Like, we were patient with WWE 2K14. You know, they bought the franchise half-made. It was understandable. But they had a whole year for this to be made better. And they were hyping up all this stuff. This game does not feel the lick different from the previous years. Like, at all. In fact, it feels worse. There's a lot of things they removed that I'm very upset about not being there. Not the least of which is the ability to customize your character's music and entrance videos and Oh my god, fuck that game. That's all I got to say. No one else? Nothing? Wago, you're playing it.
Well, as far as the game goes, I actually like it, but...
Well, you're fucking wrong.
I like it for the gameplay. Like, as far as in-ring goes, it's so much better.
Yeah, fuck Warzone.
Actually, yeah, fuck Warzone. Yeah, that game is terrible.
Warzone was atrocious. Those Acclaim games? Oh my god. Those were even worse than these, to be... I'll be fair with that. Those were horrible.
That was the one that was after Warzone.
That was Attitude or Raw is War.
It was Attitude.
I think Raw is War was first, then Warzone, and then Attitude. Those were the three Acclaim games.
Yeah, fuck them.
Oh, you want to do a super kick? Enter this seven fucking combo.
Oh my god. But those were the first games to have like customized entrances for your stars, which was cool.
So you can at least credit with that. When you pick up a weapon, it would turn like invisible. It'd be like, holy shit, I didn't know that happened when you picked up like a TV. It would just become like this, I don't know, entire plexiglass TV or something like that. What the fuck, I used to like the game though, when I would bullshit around and make the fake gas characters and stuff.
The best thing about Attitude was they'd record wrestlers like catchphrases and have them say it before the matches, and it was fucking terrible.
You know what my thing that pisses me off the most about the game's action, and I'm glad you just reminded me of it? They actually get the wrestlers and everything to come in to do all the voice work and even the commentators. But who the fuck is voice coaching these people? Everything is said so wooden and boring. Like, Lana comes out and she's just like, Vimenye. When did she ever say it like that in the history of her coming out to the crowd? Fuck.
At one time?
Hey, listen, I'm feeling lucky. Feel great. Time to go to work.
Indeed. All right, guys. I think we're set to take on our next caller. It is, you know him from the 412. It's JD from Pittsburgh.
Oh, you changed it, huh?
JD, you there, listen?
I'm here, and you couldn't change it to Jimi Hendrix for one night the week before my birthday, Michael. Come on,
oh
man.
God, you got a little bit.
Are you kidding, guys?
All right, I'll let it slide for the night, though.
Oh,
how you guys
thanks.
Doing tonight?
Oh, we're tremendous, dude. How you doing?
Not too bad. I mean, just a week from turning 38, so I can't complain, you know?
Holy
so
gosh, dude.
Well,
38.
Yeah. Yeah.
Woo!
Well, let's get into it, as we all say, however, and to the Slammy Awards. I mean, this was an okay show tonight from Greenville, however. I mean, the only thing that I didn't like, there's a few things I didn't like, how, I mean, end of the show, obviously, once again, Mr. Rollins and his little stooges and his little ass-kissing buddies, Noble and Mercury, however, basically, once again, with Kane and, of course, the Big Slow taking out Team Cena, and if you saw how it looked like Ziggler hit his head on the table, however, I mean, if you saw that bump he took, however, I mean, I don't know if it was legit or not, but that being said, I thought tonight's show was, no pun intended, an absolute garbage go-home show. It really was terrible.
I completely forgot until you said this right now that it was even a go-home show. That's a good point.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, the rains tonight are going to be absolutely horrendous. I mean, you had a weak-ass main event, however. Then you have Charlotte Flair make her WWE debut, however, mind you, on Monday Night Raw against Natty in a quick squash match, which was a joke.
Hey,
I don't know.
Listen, I will defend the squash match.
Oh,
I will defend that.
You'll defend it? Okay. I mean, personally, I think they could have gone like 5 or 6 minutes.
Wait. I want to hear what Drew has to say. Go ahead. Defend it, Drew.
Sorry, Drew. Okay. Go ahead, Drew. Sorry.
No, it's all good. Well, since NXT is technically below WWE, it would make sense that if someone's just coming on to be showcased, that they would lose to an actual member of the main roster, even though it is Natty. Which is kind of hit and miss. I mean, if it was like
Natalya
AJ,
wrestles on
I
NXT
guess,
more than she does on freaking
yeah,
WWE.
That's right. I know. Yeah, I guess it would make more sense if it was like AJ or Paige or something like that, but I'll kind of defend it for that alone.
Yeah, but still, I mean, they could have given them 5 or 6 minutes. Instead, they gave them 2.5 minutes. Yeah, there were some surprises tonight, like Ricky Steamboat out there, however, Santino, of course. Then you have fucking John Laurinaitis. Really? John Laurinaitis coming back to do the surprise return of the year? Who the hell invited that clown shoes to even show up at the goddamn Slams? It was a joke.
Come on,
he's terrible. He's a dummy. He's an absolute ass clown in every sense of the word. And he's Mr. I'm Mr. Personality. No, you're Mr. Douchebag, for all I care. You're an ass. We do not want you back on TV no more. And I'm hoping to God they do not bring him back in full time as the GM after the Hall. It would be an absolute train.
Oh, that would be
country.
Awesome.
No, I know. I
no,
can...
it would suck balls.
Big Johnny is back in power. Big Johnny.
Yeah, I think you're the only one in the whole panel is going for freaking Johnny. He can kiss my you-know-what. Anyway.
Wait. What's your you-know-what?
My ass, falling
oh.
here.
Oh, okay. Because for a minute,
he kiss my ass because he's a douche. He's a doucher.
So do you want to join the JD Kiss My Ass Club?
Yes. You know what? He can bend over. He has enough people kissing his ass, I'm sure, when he becomes the GM, mind you. Then you have Rusev and Lana, the horror with Swagger. I mean, I hope Swagger breaks him and breaks him into a million pieces Sunday at TLC. But all in all, let's get to the high point, low point of the night. However, I mean, the high point of the night, if you want to call it that, however, was probably the maybe the six-person tag. I thought that was pretty good. The low point of the night, however, I'm actually going to say it wasn't Laurinaitis. It was the whole freaking matchup in involving, if I can find it here. Oh, I found it. Kofi and freaking, what was it, Stardust? Boring. The New Day's
really?
Not working. It's lame. It's stupid. It's hokey. And by the way, they did announce, I don't know if you guys heard or not, they have now announced what the February pay-per-view is going to be called after the Rumble. They announced it today. It's going to be called Fastlane. Yeah, great name. Let's take out the Chamber and put Fastlane in before WrestleMania. That'll attract ratings. Yuck.
Oh, but no, I was going to say, don't let Mango get started on pay-per-views named after a certain match stipulation. He might just rail into it.
So, wait, are we going to get a Fastlane match?
Yeah, we're going to have Fastlane after the Rumble on February 25th, however, in Memphis, in the King's hometown of Memphis, Tennessee, and tickets start to go on sale this Saturday for that. But like I said, the ratings for tonight's show are going to be a piece of shit show. I'm hoping in the next couple weeks it's going to be good. I mean, obviously, however, they're teasing Brock Lesnar for next week, however, they're teasing Chris Jericho for Detroit. Hopefully that will come true. But like I've said for weeks on end about Lesnar, however, it's time to get the belt off him. It's time to get the belt off him. He has become an absolute fucking joke since he won that belt. All he does is sit at home for a couple months, and they'll say to Vince and them, okay, I'll come in for these certain dates. I'll certainly do these TVs. And meanwhile, I'll just sit at home with my wife and kids and be a pussy because I have no balls to get back in the ring. It's just, I mean, that's why this year, I mean, has been absolutely horrendously booked. I mean, there's been a couple good shows here and there, but for the last, like, couple weeks, however, it continues to be all about Seth Rollins and his little goon boys, basically, now that Triple H and Stephanie are off TV, however, kissing each other's ass because that's what they're best at. So, I mean, again, tonight's show was an absolute disaster, and you're going to see the ratings take a big hit this week.
Oh, goodness. All right, we got a couple of questions here in the chat room for SJD already.
I'm ready.
All right, so we got Silent Wind of Doom says, I've been wanting to ask this for weeks. Why do you hate John Laurinaitis so much?
Why do I hate John Laurinaitis so much? Let's think about it. CM Punk described him best in his shoe promos before he left WWE. He's no Mr. Personality. He's clown shoes. He's a freaking doucher of a GM. He thinks he's Mr. Personality. He brings the show down a whole new level. He's like Triple H, however. He has people basically kiss his backside every turn. Oh, I'll give you this and that, and I'll screw everyone else because I'm out for my best interest. Bullshit. You're out for your own goddamn ego. That's what you're out for. And like I said, I hope to God, and I hope they bring, and like I said, I do not want him back as a GM. I do not. And I think a lot of people will agree with me on that.
Oh, goodness.
I want him back as a GM.
I kind of want him back, but agree to disagree.
Mike, hold on. Michael, are you serious? Would you want Mr. Personality over Teddy Long?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. I absolutely would
like
over Teddy Long.
Rick Flair's better than Laurinaitis. Rick Flair brings more personality than Laurinaitis did. Hell, he's better than freaking David Otunga, for God's sake, who's now doing comedy shows, for God's sake.
David Otunga should be the GM. That'd
be
awesome.
I would totally be down for David Otunga being GM. He can keep coming out every week and be like, sorry, guys, I can't book a match. Another member of my family died.
No, you know what? Like how Teddy Long always made the tag team matches.
I mean, before we go on Ask JD anything, I mean, Jeff said it earlier, and I saw the story. However, I mean, not to be a jerk about it, but that is a very sad tragedy, what happened today, and definitely our prayers are with that family. I mean, it is very heartbreaking. I saw it just now before you took my call, and it is heartbreaking to see something like that happen, especially before the holiday season. It just rips your heart out. It really does.
I don't think they were related to David Otunga.
Oh, that's cruel. That's just cruel.
Ferris419 asks a very important question. He asks, what are you expecting to get for your birthday? Or what are you hoping to get for your birthday, I guess is the proper way to ask it.
Well, actually, I'm not going to get too much for my birthday, I don't think. I just want to spend time with my family, which is important, and my girlfriend especially.
Stop. They're not listening.
We're going to a wedding this weekend.
What
so
do you want?
I think
material things. Come on. What do you want? You want a new iPad? You want a
dick sucked.
No, I got a PlayStation. I got a lot of DVDs. I'm just going to enjoy, I'm going to just enjoy, hopefully, a decent, and this may sound stupid of saying it, but you know what? I'm hoping to see a pretty good pay-per-view, you know, this Sunday.
JD.
I think
JD, so you're one of those guys that's like, oh, I don't care what my girlfriend gets me. It's the thought that counts.
My girlfriend is the most important thing to me. Next to my girlfriend, my family, and my nieces are the best important things in my life. That means a lot to me. That means anything better than a gift. Seriously.
Oh, how sweet.
They're going to be my cousin's wedding this Saturday, which is really nice. My nieces are. They're a little bridesmaids.
Oh, wow.
It's going to be very special.
Busy time of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. All right, JD. Great call as always, man. You have a good night. We'll talk to you next time.
Come on, Michael. You got to have a question here. You and Wayne go haven't asked me anything yet. Come on.
Drew hasn't asked me anything either.
Yeah, Drew's been flipping too. Come on, guys. You got to do something.
All right. Fine. Jesus Christ.
After midnight, for God's sake. Come on.
All right.
Yeah, come on.
All right. God damn it. Fuck. Let me fucking get this shit together. All right. What do you think about the new Star Wars trailer?
It looks pretty good, actually, to tell you the truth. And it looks like one of the best movies to watch out for. But I went to the movies actually on Saturday, and I saw St. Vincent, the one with Bill Murray and Melissa McCarthy. It was a pretty good movie, I got to say. It was very interesting. My girlfriend and I are going to go see Annie over Christmas. She wants to take her one niece, and I'm going to try and get my niece to go see with her and her nieces. They haven't really become buddies yet, but hopefully that'll happen.
Wago, anything?
Question for JD.
I got one. I could go ahead.
Drew shut up?
What's that? Should Drew shut up?
Yeah.
No. Let me tell you guys one thing. For next Monday, since it is my birthday, we got to do Hendrix, and we got to get Jeff. I mean, Jeff got on before me tonight. We got to have Jeff and I do our weekly.
I was shocked that he called before you. I was shocked when I saw his number.
I know. I was waiting before Jeff. Jeff, I'm telling you right now, let me say real quick. I'm going to shoot this out to Jeff. Jeff, if you're still listening, buddy, however, you better come on at the same time I do next Monday as the first car, because we got to have a nice little debate for my birthday for the TLC show.
Have a birthday. Debate.
Out there.
We're gonna put. I'm gonna advertise that.
You want Jeff for your birthday?
What's that?
So you're saying you want Jeff for your birthday?
I'm saying Jeff and I should have a good debate going on after Monday.
So you
Monday.
Want Jeff, right? You're saying you want Jeff.
Jeff and I should have a nice spirited debate, next Monday, because we're going to have a lot to talk on after TLC, because, I mean, we've got the final few weeks of the year. And, I mean, it's going to be – they're sprinting the finish line. Like I said, WWE's got to finish out strong. I think we're going to have a lot to talk about after next Monday night, in Detroit, after what happened Sunday in Cleveland.
Oh, goodness.
We should try and get Danny Newton on, too.
Yeah, we could do that. It's possible. Let me ask you. Well, talking about Cleveland, let me ask you guys real quick off the subject. What do you guys think? Who's going to be the starter in the? I mean, if you're following the NFL, who would you see right now as the Cleveland starter? Brian Hoyer or Johnny Football?
Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Did you just tell you one guy's name is Johnny Football?
His name's Johnny
Football or Brian Hoyer. Yeah. Who do you? Yeah, you said Larry Nice. Please puke. Who are you going to see the starter in Cleveland this week? Who do you think it'll be, Hoyer or Van Zyl?
The starter in Cleveland?
I'm going to go with Hoyer. They'll give him one more shot with it.
The Miz is from Cleveland.
Yeah, no, that's where TLC is.
Maybe they can be the Cleveland Steamers.
I got to give the edge to the old Johnny Football there.
Hey, look at old Johnny Football over there. throwing the old football around.
Mr. Person, well, they're home Sunday. I think they're home. Yeah, they are home Sunday afternoon. So you know who'll probably be in the crowd at TLC, I'm sure, Sunday night. They'll show them in the crowd, probably some of the Brown players. I mean, they have a 1 o'clock game after all.
Some of the Brown
players. So they'll just have a quick 1 o'clock game, and then they'll shoot over to the Quicken Loans Arena after that for TLC.
Drew.
I got a question.
Okay, Tony. Tony's got a question. Go ahead.
All right, Tony.
What happened to JFK? Who killed him?
Well, political
theories, right? What's going on?
Oh, my Lord. Why are we even in a political debate? I mean, come on. It's Lee Harvey Oswald. Everyone knows that answer. Come on. That's been proven over the years.
Yeah,
you could have asked me a better question than that, for God's sake, man.
Yeah, Tony. What the fuck? Jesus Christ.
Tony, you fucking idiot.
Tony.
It's a bad question, Tony.
Tony, what the fuck is wrong with you, man? Tony, you have lost your SJD privileges for the next 3 weeks.
Yes.
All right.
To quote the Pickle Boss, you're out of your element. Just kidding. No, but seriously, guys, as always, it's fun, and I will definitely hope you guys have a good rest of the week. I will definitely talk about my birthday next Monday.
All right.
It's going to be a fun week.
All right, have a good night, JD.
Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. It was a good one. It was a good one.
I just remember, folks, next week we do not take phone calls from Pittsburgh.
Or anywhere.
Oh, my God.
I became fucking insanity for like 5 straight minutes.
Okay, we're 25 for the however counter.
Oh, wow. That's a pretty good number.
25 bell salute for the however.
What the fuck just happened with these last two calls?
I don't know, but I'm exhausted.
Down syndrome.
Oh, I think this is as good a time as any. Let's take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to do the Raw Rewind. I'm going to bring that back this week. So we'll be right back after this. Do you think these people actually get these trophies and get to bring them home and put them on their mantles?
No, they probably take them back so they can reuse them for the next slam.
Do you think they just have one? Like, they just keep bringing out the same one every time?
I think they probably have, like, 5. And that's about it. But you notice they all just say Slammy on them.
Yeah.
So that's why they clearly don't give them anything.
Huh.
And I think actually, I don't know for sure, I might be talking out of my ass and remembering something wrong, but I think even for the most of the award ceremonies, you have to pay to get yours.
What?
I think it's something weird, like you have to put down like a deposit or something for them to actually like get it made up and give it to you or something. Something really weird. I don't know.
You might not be wrong on that, because if you actually, you know, when you win a championship in WWE, you can actually pay to have a brand new title, and you have to pay for that. Comes out of your paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Like when Jeff Hardy won the Intercontinental title, it was ridiculously fucking shiny the next week. It's because that's he wanted a new title.
And I guess you could also choose like your strap and everything for that.
Probably.
So when the warrior gets there, he's like, I want it to be yellow.
Sure, that's how the conversation went down.
I'm pretty sure it was like a 20-minute conversation to get to that point where it just talked about space aliens and.
It probably just threw Mean Gene in there and went, yeah, when he's finally done, can you tell me what the fuck you wanted?
Translation, Jim, can you just tell us what fucking color you want already, goddammit? From the heavens above, say yellow is the color to go.
The yellow is the color that all the warriors demand.
Yellow is the sign of Hulk Hogan.
Oh, we should just do warrior impressions more often.
I think in general what we can break this down to is I think they only have like 1 or 2 awards.
That was the Raw Rewind. 1 year ago. Fun. Yeah, that was our conversation after the Slammy Awards last year. Just a fun little topic we stumbled onto. I listened back to that whole show. It was actually a really fun show. If you head back into the archives, you can find that episode back in the iTunes or Stitcher radio feeds. 1 year ago, did the Slammy Awards. Another interesting topic we had on there that I almost chose is the Raw Rewind. We also were talking about the Bella Twins, who won the Diva of the Year award, and how we were really starting to pick up on how they were starting to split them, and they were both giving them each their own distinct personalities, and how we saw like a breakup between them happening, and we pretty much called it exactly how they played it out. It's pretty interesting to have heard that. Well, definitely recommend y'all go back and check out the old episode.
That wasn't us talking.
Oh, that wasn't us talking. Well, that was us. That was us talking like a year ago.
That wasn't you talking.
Yeah, you were there.
That was me, Waco, and talking.
So that wasn't live. That was a year ago.
That was the raw rewind.
What the fuck, Drew?
I was really confused. I thought I was talking to myself for a while there.
It wasn't Jeff that called in either.
No, it was Jeff. He said so.
Didn't you say that in the same episode we went on for like 5 minutes about Summer Rae's abs?
Oh yeah, too? We were really going on about how good Summer Rae's abs. And like we made this really good theory about how like Summer Rae just chooses a body part each week that she wants to look good. Like if she wants her legs to look good one week, she'll make her legs look good that week. And the next week, if she wants her face to look good, she'll make her face look extra good. If that week she chose her abs, she wanted her abs to look extra good.
I still believe in that theory.
Yeah,
I'm still hot.
Summer Rae was actually on the show tonight, surprisingly. Like, who would have freaking thought? Like, she hasn't been around for a long ass time, and there she was tonight.
I'm surprised she wasn't accepting somebody's award for them.
Well, it's because AJ was actually there.
Still, she could have accepted like Stings or something.
AJ's pants are too short. Her shorts are too big for her. Like, she's so skinny that like there's space in her pants between the pants and her skin. There's like space that you could stick your hand down and touch her.
That
butthole.
Sounded so creepy as you said that. You could stick your hand down. If you're that's only if you're feeling handsy though.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Drew? You just totally burrhead in this segment.
I'm still lost.
He still thinks he's talking to the recording.
He doesn't know if he's talking. He doesn't know if he's actually talking to us or not.
I heard the alien noise. Then you guys started talking. I was like, oh, guys, no introduction to say we're back. Are we going to ignore that alien noise?
Well, we weren't back. We actually haven't even started this episode. We recorded this last year.
Yeah, back to the future.
We just happen to have the proper responses to everything you're saying just to freak you out.
Oh.
Yeah. You are going to be really surprised about what happens in the next 2 minutes.
Okay. All right, guys. Some other awards that we had this night. We had John Laurinaitis giving the award for a shocking moment of the year. JD was not happy about the return of John Laurinaitis, but I was. It was good to see him coming out there saying all the old great catchphrases he had, like people power. And I guess that's the only one. But the award ended up going to, the award ended up going to the Ultimate Warrior. Very proper. I don't think it could have possibly had gone to anybody else. Amazing to have finally seen the Ultimate Warrior come back. Such proper timing with him dying so soon after. It still is just eerie when you think about it. You guys have any thoughts you just want to add to that, though? I think that one's pretty cut and dry.
So did he want yellow?
Yeah, he wanted.
You know,
did he want a yellow slammy? Is the question.
No, thankfully he won it and not Hulk Hogan, because I feel like Hulk would have been one of those guys that would have been like, "Yeah, I'm only coming back if I win this slammy." The Ultimate Warrior died. I kicked out of WrestleMania. Okay, I deserve this. It's payback.
How weird is it that it's 2014 and Hulk Hogan is still competing with Ultimate Warrior and Sting for things?
Hey, dude, Ultimate Warrior is dead and he's still competing for stuff.
And
winning.
That's why
Ultimate Warrior is awesome. We had an award for shocking moment of the year, which ended up being won by Brock Lesnar conquering the streak at WrestleMania, which Paul Heyman accepted on his behalf. Nothing really of note to say there. I don't think there's any surprises with that either. I don't know if there's anything else I would have expected. Maybe Seth Rollins turning on the Shield could have been another contender for that, but that's it. I certainly wasn't going to vote for Nikki turning.
Plus the Seth Rollins one, that ended up being the double cross of the year. So it already got an award.
Oh, well, then why was it nominated for this one?
Chris Jericho's crossbody from the top of the steel cage not nominated for anti-gravity moment of the year?
Was not nominated.
That makes sense.
Adam Rose, of all people, came out to present the LOL moment of the year. his whole attitude up there was hilarious because he came out there, he's like, the only thing that could possibly make this better is if I was hosting the awards, right? And the crowd, like, has no response, whatever. He's like, these idiots, they have no idea. Or whatever he said. It's just something really defeated, and, like, he felt like, oh, I'm not popular anymore. This sucks. The winner ended up going to Mizdow, and, of course, the Miz comes out and accepts in front of him. The crowd starts chanting, "We want Mizdow," and Miz turns it around as if they are chanting, "We want Miz now." Freaking clever as hell. Like, that's my favorite thing that I've heard since people were chanting.
Yes, this is Bo's Ring.
Bo Ring. Yes, this is Bo's Ring. I love when people are able to turn chants and things that people are doing around on them like that. Anything you guys got to say about the LOL moment of the year? No?
Kind of surprising that Adam Rose was in there, since none of the fucking jokes that he's ever made have ever gotten over, but that made it like cringeworthy, laughable. Mm-hmm. I still would have voted for Mr. T, because that fucking Hall of Fame thing was hilarious.
Drew Wago, any thoughts? No? Okay.
Well, personally, I couldn't give a fuck about the award, but talking about fucking previous moments that were funny, Undertaker and turning fair, like, chance around, Undertaker's had the best one where he said, "Say what if you sleep with your sister?"
We had Match of the Year, presented by Ricky Steamboat. And the winner of this ended up going to the Survivor Series match between Team Cena and Team Authority. The award was accepted behalf of the team by Dolph Ziggler. I'm not so sure that that's the one that should have won. It was a good match. It was by no means bad, but there were much better matches that weren't even nominated. You know, first one that would certainly come to mind would be Shield versus Wyatt from the Elimination Chamber. How that wasn't even nominated, I don't know. I would have even just nominated Cesaro and Sami Zayn, just to give it like a little like nod, just the fact that it was even nominated, even if they didn't win, even though I think that absolutely was the match of the year throughout the company. This was a joke. And between that and Rock and Cena winning last year's match of the year, this award is the biggest joke out of them all, surprisingly, when this should be the one that's the most prestigious. It's the one I could take the least seriously now after the last 2 years. Anything else?
I gotta agree with you. It fucking sucks that they gave that the award when there's several better matches. Some that come to mind are Royal Rumble, Daniel Bryan versus Bray Wyatt. That was fucking awesome. Evolution versus The Shield. Their first match was amazing. The Wyatt Family versus The Shield at Elimination Chamber. That was also really good. And shit, there's better matches on NXT. Cesaro versus Sami Zayn from the first NXT pay-per-view. Leagues and above better than anything that's been on TV.
Dude, honestly,
To a degree, you could even say Brock Lesnar versus John Cena, because it was something different, and I was really into that match.
I think Triple H and Daniel Bryan was actually better than the Daniel Bryan match that they did have up on there, to be honest.
I think that's debatable.
To be fair.
I think they were both about on par.
I don't remember the John Cena-Bray Wyatt payback match being that special.
It was watchable.
It was
passable. It was a lot better than I think people expected.
It was watchable for those
is what
two.
It was, yeah.
Wait, which was the payback one? The one where he got trapped in the thing?
Yeah, the last man standing.
Okay, yeah, that was a solid... It was overbooked to shit, but it was fun to watch.
Yeah, it was one of those times where Cena pulled out a lot better of a match than you would have wanted to give him credit for. But it was by no means match of the year quality. Not even close for either guy. And that leads... Well, we got one more award to talk about before the last one. So I'll say we got the Extreme Moment of the Year presented by Rob Van Dam. Very fitting to present the Extreme Moment of the Year. Goes to Chris Jericho, diving off the top of the cage onto Bray Wyatt. Jericho, of course, as we've had the repeating pattern, is not there to accept the award. So who comes out but Fandango? as we were saying before, it was really awkward, but I think Fandango did the best job he possibly could have with what he was given there. He was put into a really crappy situation. He came out there, he did his catchphrase, he pulled it off fine. You know, he was confident with his speech. He reminded everyone that he's back and he's got a new look, new theme music and all that. So it's whatever. Would have been nice if Jericho could have been there. There's probably someone better they could have gotten out there to accept it, but they chose Fandango, and props to Fandango. I can't hate him. I can only hate whoever's decision it was to send him out there. You guys got any thoughts on that?
A lot of weak choices that they had here. The whole thing with the tombstones on Daniel Bryan, they made a much bigger deal about that than anything that I was thinking about it at the time. It was just kind of like, this is dragging on. I know you're going to try to get Bryan out of this situation, but just fucking do one tombstone and make that enough. And you don't need to have multiple different tombstones. The crossbody, like I said before, I think that that should have been in the anti-gravity more than this, because I wouldn't really classify that an extreme moment, especially in comparison to the Dean Ambrose Hell in a Cell match.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that took away a spot that really, you know, it made a lot more sense. And the cinder block one, it was like, come the fuck on. That cinder block spot is so dumb. And they make that, like, the biggest goddamn thing of the year. They did it, what, like, three fucking times or something? It looks like they're stepping on goddamn styrofoam. The suplexes were more extreme to me than anything else out of this list.
I think WLC was more extreme than a lot of things in this list.
Fuck, that one thing that Drew McIntyre did where he just decided to jump and throw himself through the goddamn table.
That was fucking good. That's got to be like one of the worst bumps ever. He didn't even like remotely look like he fucking... Oh god,
that's
terrible.
He just looked like, this looks fun. I think I'm gonna join the party.
Woo! Like, you know what would be awesome if I broke my back?
You know what he was doing?
What?
He was doing Damian Mizdow before Damian Mizdow. He saw someone else go through a table and he was just following up.
Maybe he figured he knew that he was gonna get released soon and he just wanted to like try to get workman's comp out of it.
he heard about those Lords of London policies. He thought maybe he had one.
Man, it sucks. You know, since he's left, like, everything I've seen him do on the indies is fucking amazing. So, I hope he gets a second chance.
Yeah, I do too. And I think he will. I'm pretty sure that's the way they left him out there. Like, go out there, grow, and when you're ready to come back, come back.
Yeah, if Gavin Spears got a second chance.
Who the fuck's Gavin Spears?
Exactly. He's Ty Dillinger.
Oh.
If he got a second chance and he's in NXT right now, then Drew McIntyre's got to
have. Isn't Ty Dillinger a race car driver?
No. We had our final award was the Superstar of the Year presented by Booker T. They had some really interesting nominees here. The one I was alluding to earlier was Bray Wyatt, who I really don't understand how he could possibly have been nominated for this. Dean Ambrose, even he, I don't understand. Seth Rollins, I get. Seth Rollins has had a hell of a year. He won Money in the Bank. He's been a victor in a lot of key matches. He's been the face of the Authority for the most of the year. I really don't think you could possibly make an argument for anyone to have won it besides Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar just did so many huge things this year, even in the little amount of things he did. But they went with Roman Reigns, who it's amazing that you can win Superstar of the Year when you haven't even been there for more than half of it. But okay, there you go. Sure. Okay. It was good to see him. The crowd still popped for him. Hopefully this means he's back and back for good. And we'll see where they go forward with that. What do you guys got to say about it?
I'm really surprised that he and Ambrose didn't cancel each other out. I thought this was going to be a situation where the same people that wanted to vote for one voted for the other one, and you know, they kind of like split the vote. And then Rollins would get like not much, Wyatt would get not much, and it would be John Cena and Daniel Bryan that had more of a shot to win, because the heels don't win a lot of these things. So I figured Brock Lesnar wasn't going to get that many votes. So I was assuming this was going to go to Bryan. And I'm, you know, pleasantly surprised it went to Roman Reigns. I don't think he deserves it, but I'd rather it be Roman Reigns than Bray Wyatt. So,
Wago, Drew, any thoughts?
It's positive, I guess.
Should have been Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. I think that's really it. I mean, Roman Reigns did do some good things while he was there this year. Like, I guess, you know, let's see, the biggest thing he did this year was the most eliminations in the Rumble. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I guess that was big, but he didn't beat the streak. So, I mean, those are on two different levels. I mean, one of them, he beat Kane. I guess it's kind of like beating a streak of some sort because he's Undertaker's brother. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know.
Yeah, and he's usually got a shot.
It was a match. Yeah, Kane does have
Wago,
a shot.
Wago, anything?
As always, it's a match, Wago? Of course.
No.
Okay. I have a question. How legitimate do we think that they actually followed fan votes for these?
No, not at all.
Because we kept saying this, all like, well, the fans is this. Well, people are voting. If they're voting, they're not going to go for heels, so on, so on. I don't know. I feel like there's got to be, like, maybe they'll take him for most of them, but for this, I really feel like they picked Roman Reigns. I don't think the fans picked Roman Reigns.
Well, we know the fans weren't going to pick Lesnar, that's for sure. I just feel like they would have picked Daniel Bryan over Reigns. That's a weird thing.
And am I only the one that feels like it was a really big missed opportunity to have had Roman Reigns come out there and then have Paul Heyman come out offended that Brock Lesnar did not get the Superstar of the Year, and then you could start teasing something
He mentioned earlier tonight that Lesnar was going to sweep the awards that he was in. You know, yeah, you think that he would have followed up on that with this.
Very big missed opportunity, WWE. What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck, WWE?
That was our awards for this year. So any thoughts overall about the awards that went out there? Any last thoughts you guys got on that? Nothing?
Yeah. I mean, the Slammy Awards aren't amazing. It's something that I am fond of, and I like that they do it. I like that they give the fans a chance to vote. I do think that they actually follow the votes, but I think that they just kind of strategically advertise certain things before other ones and try to manipulate the votes like that. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if, like, I didn't go and do any votes myself, but if, like, Roman Reigns would have been, like, the first option to vote or something like that, you know, like, I could see them doing that kind of crap, and it's not a political election, so it really, in the end, doesn't really matter. Not that that matters anyway, because everybody's a fucking crook. But, yeah, if they wanted, say, specifically the John Cena-Bray Wyatt match from Payback to be the match of the year, and they thought that any of the other options would have been just horrible, they would have put them with three options that nobody would have voted for. They would have said, you know, Adam Rose, the Bunny versus whatever, some bullshit. Like, and then it would be painfully obvious, and then there wouldn't be really a point to it. But I think for the most part, this is a way that they gauge the reaction from the people for next year. Because if they see that, you know, Roman Reigns is legitimately more popular than the other people and he wins that award, then they'll stick to his push. And if they see that people are more into Sting's debut rather than Stephanie McMahon getting arrested and stuff, then maybe they'll tone that down a little bit next year. Or, unfortunately, if the fans vote for some really stupid things, maybe they'll keep doing it. Like, if the projection for that Vicky Guerrero mud bath spot ended up being like, that got a lot more votes than we thought that it would, I guess people like that. Let's do some more of this hokey bullshit. Then we're going to see more of that. This is like the perfect time for them to see that and then factor that into their WrestleMania plans. Because the Royal Rumble's coming right up. So you never know. But I know at the very least when I do our awards and I see what people say, that factors into how I plan out the Smack Talk stuff. So I would imagine WWE would do the same.
All right, well, I'm going to do a quick draw for the rest of the stuff we have on here, guys, and I got something fun for us to do to close out the show. So I'm going to name a segment. You guys say anything quick that comes to mind, and we'll blow through what we got left here. We had Seth Rollins versus Dolph Ziggler ends when J&J Security knocks Ziggler off the rope, allowing Seth Rollins to get the curb stomp and the pinfall victory. Go.
That happened.
Solid match, and I like the curb stomp more and more.
Two most entertaining guys in the ring today.
Yeah, curb stomp is amazing.
Kofi Kingston.
Yeah, it's definitely over.
Kofi Kingston and the rest of the New Day came out, and Kofi Kingston had a singles match with Stardust, where Kofi gets the pin. I didn't even actually see what it finished. I don't know if he got the Trouble in Paradise or if he's trying to get a new move over. I honestly stopped paying attention. No crowd reaction whatsoever for the New Day. This stable is already dead. You guys go.
Should have named him Ferguson.
New Day needs a new re-debut.
Already. It's only been 2 weeks. We have Charlotte making an appearance on Raw tonight. We had an NXT preview. She faces Natalya, a rematch from their match at TakeOver. This time, Natalya gets the victory with a small package after Charlotte goes for the figure four. Really funny moment after this match when Natalya is going to celebrate in the corner and Tyson Kidd just kind of like stands in front and starts hogging the spotlight. Fine match. It was very short, but got to see Charlotte on TV, introduce her out there, and help promote the upcoming special that's going to be this Thursday. Hard to believe there's another special coming up for NXT already. You guys go.
Just having Tyson Kidd come out with his awesome theme music would have been a better use of TV time.
Tyson Kidd should win a mid-card championship next year.
Mm. Way to have some enthusiasm, Charlotte. Fuck.
Charlotte? No, Charlotte, I actually enjoyed while she was out there. She actually, like, talked, and actually, I believe, like, she was actually interacting with the ref and stuff whenever the ref told her to do stuff, and I thought she was entertaining. Yeah.
She talked, the next move's a suplex!
Well, no, like, you know, I don't know, I feel like with her, it's more along the lines of she doesn't want to be in the lines of Ric Flair or her father, so, which that's what she's built as. So, I mean, her being just like not unenthusiastic makes sense.
We had Bray Wyatt out for another one of his long-winded promos, and I do mean long-winded because once he started off, he was already talking like this, and I freaking can't stand when he starts doing that breathing and thing between his words. Luckily, he didn't keep it up the whole time. He eventually started going into a regular speech, and this actually ended up being a pretty damn good promo. He was recapping about how his chair got knocked off last week. He spoke about the importance of the chair. Because of that, that's why he had to unleash all the anger on Dean Ambrose. There's a really good line he had somewhere. He's like, "You are all but moths, and I am just a candle. And don't get too close to me, or I'm going to burn you." Something along those lines. Really well spoken. Eventually, this ambulance siren starts going off. And at first, I thought Cesaro was going to come out. It didn't end up being that. It ended up being an actual ambulance backing up. We see smoke billow out of the ambulance, and who pops out but Dean Ambrose, obviously hotboxing the thing. He runs out, attacks Wyatt with all the tables, ladders, and chairs. Oh my! And says that Bray Wyatt is going to be leaving TLC in an ambulance. There you go. That's how you build a TLC match. What do you guys got to say?
So it was a TL ambulance match?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
Neat.
Yeah, good segment. Good enough.
We had, this match kind of pissed me off, Luke Harper versus Eric Rowan, both former Wyatt family members. Can't believe that they would go ahead and waste this match for the first time on live TV. This was a match that should have been saved. You got these two big, huge guys that you're developing these personalities on. One of them already has gold. The other one is actually getting over with the fans amazingly. You could have saved this for at least a pay-per-view, if not even maybe even a WrestleMania match. I think you could have put these two on the early part of the card just to have two behemoths going against each other. That's always a WrestleMania attraction. You have a match of that type. Rowan gets the victory via disqualification as Luke Harper shoves a ladder into him. And they just continue throwing stuff at each other between ladders and stairs, and it's just a hodgepodge. What a waste. What do you guys got to say?
I'm going to laugh my ass off if Rowan ends up being the one to take the IC title off Harper.
Would be funny.
Lawler did a great job paying attention to Cole tonight. Cole mentions the whole Mensa thing and how Eric Rowan is like potentially a member, and literally right afterward Lawler's like, "Speaking of Mensa, we got a guy in the ring that could qualify," and Cole's just like, "Fuck you, buddy."
Yeah, you can tell sometimes that him and JBL are like, "Oh, you fucking retard." Laugh at the retard. Hey, retard.
Drew, anything?
What was this blade?
Colin, this is gonna be a WrestleMania match.
Yeah, I would expect it to be. If they could play their cards right and keep them separated between now and then, they could still do that.
You know, Rowan is actually a lot more over than we initially thought.
They've
so,
given him a very good package. You know, this speak lightly, but he's actually like a silent genius. And the sheet mask, people like the sheet mask. He's got a really cool entrance theme. They're doing a good job. I think he needs a new outfit. One of the things we actually talked about on the episode I listened to a year ago, actually, I had my very first rant about the Eric Rowan wedgie suit. And go figure, here we are a year later, still got that damn wedgie suit on.
What would you give him, though? Like, you wouldn't give him an actual wrestling suit. Would you give him something along the lines of, like, Dean Ambrose?
No,
that's like
I would just make it not be a jumpsuit. Make him have, like, some kind of, like, Dickies pants and then some type of, like, safari shirt or something. Simon Gotch's outfit? Like the one shoulder? Yeah, I'm good on that.
Let's bring Chavo back, make him Kerwin White, and just have him be the caddy. He'd make a funny-looking caddy.
All right, we had a backstage segment with Jimmy Uso and Naomi having a tiff. Apparently they're building this whole thing about Naomi going out to Hollywood with The Miz.
Naomi.
This is fucking dumb. Anything?
This is fucking dumb.
More credit to Jimmy Uso than I would have imagined him being able to pull off this promo. He did a better job than I was expecting.
He was the best part of it. I'll give him that credit.
Yeah.
So if I got one thing to say, though. Will Cameron get a stunt double if she goes with the Miz?
I hope so.
If they can find another girl who looks like her, please do. We had a main event of John Cena versus The Big Show. There you go.
Yeah.
And that was Raw, folks. That's about all we got to say about that. So we got about a little under 20 minutes here. I got some fun I figure we can do since it is the Slammy Awards. I looked through the Slammy Awards history, and they've brought up a lot of awards that they don't use anymore. And I thought it'd be fun just to maybe pretend if they had that award today, who would it go to? So let's go through some of these we got here. We got Best Commentator. Who would you guys vote for Best Commentator? Wago?
William Regal.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I would go with a train.
Tony?
JBL's got my
nice.
Vote.
Nice. That's actually who I would go with is JBL.
I can't stand Michael Cole or JBL anymore.
Michael!
I can't do it. No, Michael. I understand that it's fake, and one needs to be a heel, and one needs to be a babyface, but I just can't stand the stuff that they try to defend as logic, and it just annoys the hell out of me at this point.
I would have actually gave it to Renee Young, but there's one unforgivable call that she made this year.
You're talking about that one with Tyler Breeze?
That was the Tyler Breeze. Yeah. So, guys... Tyler Breeze, Twitter, internet, phone, Tyler, hook the ring.
I'd give it to Renee Young.
Yeah, indeed. Most ignoramus.
Perhaps.
Oh, my God.
He's Slater?
Big ignoramus. Oh, man. Was that something they did with... Sandow?
No, this was Nikolai Volkoff. This was 1987.
Oh, okay.
I don't think Damian Sandow was there in 1987.
Oh, he might have been the crowd of WrestleMania in 1987.
Adam Rose.
Yeah, Adam Rose, possibly. I'm trying to think.
He's a pretty big ignoramus. I'm pretty sure The Miz is an ignoramus.
Maybe, no. I think it would be Joey Mercury and
they're total ignoramuses. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I'm sticking with Heath Slater.
This is a funny one. They actually had this in 1987. Best performance by an animal. They actually did have that one this year. That was funny to see.
They discovered
a grumpy cat that she fucking fell asleep.
Yeah, it was
like, yeah, fuck this shit. Go to bed.
Oh, this is a cool one. Batista. Best ring apparel.
Oh, like to come out with or what they wear in the ring?
I guess it would be both.
Earlier it would have gone to Fandango, but he's kind of toned that down now.
Yeah.
Definitely not Eric Rowan.
Definitely not. Or Luke. Or Bray.
Bray Wyatt.
I guess Bray. Well, he... I don't know.
I don't really like his Randy pants.
With a Hawaiian shirt. No, he comes out with like a Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, he's got the
shirt.
Hawaiian shirt and the Randy Bobandi pants. I'm not really feeling that.
Yeah. You know, what Triple H came out with at Mania was pretty cool.
Yeah, he always goes all out in Mania.
Yeah, he does. You know what? Daniel Bryan just annoys me now. When he used to come out with, like, the jacket, I thought that was cool. But now he's, like, turning into Cena, and he has, like, so much fucking, like, he has the towels that why would anyone fucking buy a towel? Why not buy the T-shirt?
Hey, you know one thing he did do? The Bruiser Brody boots? They were fucking awesome.
Yeah, oh, yeah, he did that.
Yeah, and that was a total fuck you to that dick who went in the Hall of Fame, but I can't remember Carlos his name, Cologne. So never mind. Yeah, that was a total fuck you to Carlos Cologne.
I'm trying to think. Fuck. So I actually like what Seth Rollins wears, even though
it's I fucking hate that outfit. That is one of the worst ring apparels in fucking decades.
Who are we talking about?
Seth Rollins.
Well, if you think it looks bad on him, then it looks bad on Stephanie, because Stephanie wore the same thing.
No.
Tyler Breeze gets my vote.
Roman Reigns has got pretty
cool.
Wait,
what'd you say, Tony?
Tyler Breeze.
The freaking the chinchilla boots.
Fuzzy things.
It really fits his character.
Does anyone, like, in NXT, like, grab him when he's, like, trying to, like, pull away? Just grab the fur things and pull him back into the middle of the ring?
I imagine they would probably, they're probably instructed not to, because they'd probably rip off.
I don't care. That'd be awesome.
Ferris 419 says Stardust. I think that's a pretty good nomination too. Especially since they've gotten fancy with his outfits lately.
Not so much like fucking entrance gear or anything, but Sami Zayn's tights are awesome. They're my favorite ring attire so right now.
So this one should be easy. The Hulk Hogan Real American Award.
Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to know who we would give that one to.
Who?
What was
the Hulk Hogan Real American Award?
Oh, we go to which one? Would we go to Jack Swagger or The Rock or I don't know. Which
I'm pretty
one?
Sure it would be Swagger. You'd have to give that to Swagger. Matter of fact, they should have done that. That would have been like a good way to help Swagger get over.
Honestly, no. You want to know what they should do? I think JD should go to WWE and take on Rusev because he's the most patriotic American. He should be the Hulk Hogan of this era. JD, I'm telling you.
Chaotic says he should go to Zeb.
Yeah.
Where's Zeb? Yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the one who hates immigrants. So give it to him.
I hate immigrants.
Well, speaking of Zeb, we got Manager of the Year.
Paul Heyman.
Yeah, Paul Heyman.
I would have to agree to
that. Well, technically, He's an advocate.
Yeah. Would Tyson Kidd technically be a manager, or is he just someone who comes down to the ring?
I don't know.
Because Tyson Kidd's pretty awesome. Like, whenever someone wins, he just gets on the turnbuckle and takes all the spotlight.
David Otunga manages his dead fat boy.
This is a weird one. Best personal hygiene.
Oh, definitely. That'd be Luke Harper.
I'm pretty sure that'd be worse.
I bet that... Fandango looks pretty good.
He's totally Metro.
Fandango.
Big metrosexual.
The Miz is A-lister. You know, he probably takes good care of
the face.
Oh, but
let's
so
not forget that Cody
really
Rhodes used to be the master of giving grooming tips.
Oh, yeah.
But now he's fucking just gooping shit on me.
That's true.
But apparently he used to get those tips from Randy Orton.
Oh, okay.
I'd be getting shit in bags.
What do we got here?
Adam Rose looks pretty dirty.
Oh, dude, he's I can't even account the STDs
like
he probably has.
I bet he feels like a fucking cinema floor.
I bet the B is clean, if you know what I'm saying.
Most intimidating.
Oh, it's definitely got to be the bunny.
Mark Henry.
I would say either Mark Henry, honestly, Brock Lesnar, or maybe Rusev.
Brock Lesnar. No, it's gonna be Brock
Lesnar. I'd be more scared of Mark
Brock
Henry
Lesnar.
Than I would Brock Lesnar.
I wouldn't want to be caught in an alley with either of them.
No, I don't think it would be caught in an alley with anyone on that roster.
Maybe AJ.
Thing.
Yeah, but like if Mark catches you, he's got that fat people strength, which is like really scary.
But he's also got that fat people endurance. And I don't think he'd be able to keep up with you if you try to run away, where Brock Lesnar like actually does have a lot of like speed for a guy his size.
Yeah,
I'll tell you what,
just punch him in his diverticulitis.
If I was just like walking on the street somewhere and the vaudevillains popped up and life changed to that like black and white and shit, because apparently that happens when they walk out, and I would just be scared out of my fucking mind.
That would be pretty intimidating.
What would you do like if you were just in a building and all of a sudden all the lights turned to Sin Cara's lights? And he was coming after you.
I'd probably try to find a trampoline and see where he's coming from.
You'd fall over, you'd just start botching.
this one will be fun. Worst idea.
Do a whole podcast on it.
Giving Jimmy and Jey Uso the fucking championships off of New Age Outlaws at the pay-per-view before.
It wasn't even at the pay-per-view. Wasn't it on a Raw, like 2 weeks before WrestleMania?
Yeah, it was.
Fucking horrible, and I'm still pissed off about that.
I think the worst thing they did was pairing Emma with Santino to debut with. That was a pretty bad idea. Botch.
Tony, yeah. Anything?
I don't know. There was a lot of botches.
Signing that contract with Brock Lesnar.
Wow. Well, that was a few years ago, but all right. That's like a...
Well, come on. He could appear once every few months, Tony. It's okay.
I think I have a good idea for this one. Sweatiest.
Oh, it's definitely got to be Seth Rollins.
You know, if he was still with the company, it'd go to Rhino. That dude was sweaty.
I'm going to say... Mark Henry.
Brock Lesnar was
dunking himself in a tank.
Brock Lesnar, after a match, looks like he's fucking dying.
Big E is pretty wet originally, and then they make him stop.
Yeah, but he put oil on himself. That's different.
I guess this one's not relevant anymore. Best Coliseum home video. But let's say best documentary they did this year. What would you say?
Well, it weren't the fucking Macho Man. That was fucking terrible. He's Lanny Poffo.
Best documentary. The Paul Heyman one came out this year, right? Did. That was a pretty good one.
I'm going to go with the Warrior one. After the Warrior died.
No, I didn't get it. I didn't watch that.
And I'm going to go ahead and throw this out there if it counts. The Luchadors episode of the Monday Night War. Really well produced. That one's worth checking out.
So Legends House episode 5 is pretty good.
Best tag team. Oh, they did have that this year. It was the Usos. They also had worst. They had worst tag team too, which is weird. Smelliest.
Ooh, worst tag team. Smelliest. Oh, it's gonna be fucking Luke Harper.
Yeah. Well, actually, I would think that Eric Rowan would probably smell worse.
Wait, didn't I actually say that in the last episode? Fucking Eric Rowan's catchphrase was stupid something and smelly.
Yeah. Yeah, instead of the hustle, loyalty, respect, it was like...
It was stupid, sweaty, smelly.
I don't know if we'll even be able to answer
apparently
this.
Mark Henry,
I don't even know if we'll be able to answer this. Best movie.
Oh, what do you mean? Like a 12 rounds
part Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, if that counts, definitely Guardians of the Galaxy. I'm with you on that one.
What do you mean? Did you guys see Hercules? Was that any good?
No, but I don't need to. No way it's better than Guardians of the Galaxy. That's honestly okay.
That's like one of my least favorite Disney movies.
I liked where they were Guardians of the Galaxy.
Hercules? No, he's talking about the Hercules that came out this year.
I'm just making a joke.
Because
there was no way I was going to watch the fucking Hercules with
Should watch the Hercules with John Morrison instead. Or Johnny Mundo, I think we should be calling him now. Most likely to see Jenny Craig.
Bull Dempsey.
See, Tony, I was definitely expecting you to say Natalia. And Wago, I would have expected you to say Goldust. You both let me down.
You mean Cat? Natalia's a good option.
Best pay-per-view?
WrestleMania.
I haven't quite figured that out yet.
Best etiquette. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Best etiquette? Man, I don't know if anybody's really given us any kind of, Triple H doesn't dab the napkin to his face anymore.
I don't know when What's-Her-Face broke that bottle on No One Girl's Ass doesn't count.
Renee Young.
She's a classy gal. Yeah, we'll give it to Renee Young. Funniest.
Well, it isn't fucking Adam Rose.
Bo Dallas.
Dean Waller.
I think I would give it to Bo Dallas. Oh, yeah, Bo Dallas is a good one for this year. Best show. Yeah. What's the best show they're making right now?
NXT,
absolutely. This is a good one. Best buns.
Oh, damn, that's tough.
I know my anaconda don't want none unless you got some.
I'm going to...
AJ Lee?
I'm up.
Maybe Nikki Bella?
Ooh, Nikki's a good one. I'm torn probably between Nikki and Paige.
I like AJ. It's, like, perky.
I'm talking and I can't shut up award for someone with the biggest mouth. Who has the big...
True.
Probably the Miz.
Looking for one that we Stephanie. Haven't done yet. I think, best tattoo. best hair.
Yeah, snark.
Best hair.
Titus O'Neil. Come on, guys. Jay,
oh, hey, shout out to Titus O'Neil tonight for what he did on Raw. That was hilarious.
Yeah, what did he do? I didn't know.
He just like poked behind the divas and started smiling. It's like, hey, I'm on TV. best entrance music.
Ray Wyatt or Tyson Kidd?
I don't know. I'm always like Daniel Bryan's. I've said that for like 4 years now, so I'm gonna keep on saying it.
Man, I like too many of them. I can't pick.
Probably Bray Wyatt. I think it's like for like when you have that play in the arena. It's just such a cool feeling.
Arena.
Fuck you.
Oh no, I'm always glad that I get to take part in like the Bray Wyatt of. Take your flashlight out and like move it back and forth type of thing. That's really fucking fun.
All right, so I got one final one we'll do before we wrap things up here. Guest host of the year.
I'm gonna go Seth Green.
Seth Green.
Yeah. Seth Green takes it in the last minute victory with that one. I would have to say. I'm trying to think if there was even anyone else this year I liked. There had to have been. I'm just forgetting.
Yeah. Trump was pretty good.
No. All right, guys. Let's cycle through really fast. We'll do our plugs. We got about 3 minutes left here. Drew, go ahead.
Drew Crew for life, you know. Fuck Tony's Tykes. Team. And yeah.
Wago.
UDMMA. That's right. For all your MMA needs, go to UDMMA.com, Facebook.com/UDMMA, and Twitter.com/UDMMA. Also, check out Addicted to Anime here on Mega Powers Radio. For more information on our Death Note episode coming up, go to Facebook.com/AddictedAnimeFans. Also, check out YouTube.com/StephenWago.
Tony?
If I could plug Tully Blanchard's daughter, I totally would because she was a hot rosebud tonight. Let's see. Make sure you guys go to smarkoutmoment.com. Start voting for your choices for the 2014 Smarkout Moment Awards. You can leave your comments below for all the WWE side of things, and you can vote on the poll for the Smack Talk side of things. Check out Bleacher Report and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and YouTube.com/SmartCoutMoment.
You know what I'm saying?
Ferris 419, we did not talk about CM Punk signing with UFC tonight. We're going to save all the talk about that for Smack Talk, so tune in for that on SmartCoutMoment.com. We'll have a good discussion about Punk.
Spoiler paid and shits on it.
Probably. So stay tuned for that, and if you enjoyed this show tonight, join us every single week following Raw here live on MegapowersRadio.com for the most interactive post-Raw experience available. The interactivity does not stop here, though, folks. If you want to chat with us anytime during the week, join the official Facebook group at Facebook.com/group/TheMegaManiacs, or just search for The Megamaniacs on there. You'll be able to find it. All of us hosts are in there. A lot of fans are in there. We all chat with each other. I think there's over 100 or so people in there, always posting memes and articles and whatever funny things we want to share with each other so we can chat with each other every single day of the week. Please subscribe to us on iTunes and Stitcher. And as a matter of fact, if you want to support the show, best way you can do it right now is please head to iTunes and Stitcher Radio, leave a review for us, because that helps people find us more when they're searching for wrestling shows, they're searching for something about Raw, we'll pop up higher and higher in the rankings with the more positive reviews that we have on there. Until next week, folks, I'm Mike Payton for Tony Mango, for Drew White, and for Stephen Wago. Thanks for tuning in to the Raw Post Show on Mega Powers Radio. Have a good night. We'll see y'all next week after TLC.